Okay. So, there is one question that most of humanity has not answered yet. And that one question is, what is the meaning of life? Now, although there are many philosophers who have attempted to answer the question, none have came up with a complete answer. Now, personally, I think the question is written incorrectly, because frankly, not all lives are the same. I think the answer to the question should be valued by many aspects of that one person's life, instead of answering one question for all of mankind. A human's life should be measured on the achievements that they have accomplished while they were still alive, and the lasting impact that they have on society when they leave. With this being said, many people aspire to be those who were great. Although, many people don't understand what it takes to be great. Not only do you need to persevere throughout society's opinions and differences about you, but you also must work on your own problems. With that being said, I've been working on these issues myself. And the one thing that made me who I am today is football. Now, some people think, like, really? You're going to talk about football? Like, your topic is about football. Yeah, it is. Okay. So, you know, football isn't just a sport that big, mean, fast, tough guys play. In fact, it's much more than that. It's about the discipline needed to persevere throughout the hard times of the game. It's about the brotherhood needed when adversity smacks you in the face. It's not about getting knocked down and getting back up. In fact, it's about how hard you can get knocked down and how far you can keep going after you get back up. And most importantly, it's about how you act after football is over, especially when nobody is looking. So, football has created some of the best leaders in today's society. For example, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, he used to play football in college. Now, who he is today isn't because he was famous through his athleticism in college football. He's famous because of his achievements after football and because of the traits he acquired through football. Now, after college, he was told that he would never be good enough to go pro. With saying this, his traits of leadership, effort, perseverance, grit, and his relentlessness made him who he is today, with his films and even his own clothing strand through Under Armour. And when times got tough and adversity struck, he was well prepared. Now, it's been proven that these traits have been acquired through football, and it's also helped numerous athletes in non-athletic scenarios. So, the most important rule in football is to communicate, so that way everybody knows what to do and when to do it. Now, when I aspired to be a police officer, I went on quite a few ride-alongs that did have some eventful moments, but there's one ride-along that sticks out to me the most, and it was an armed robbery chase that took place over in Second Ward. So, you know, the ride along usually starts out with shift change, and this one was at 8 o'clock. This was a night shift, so I was introduced to Officer Ramirez as I was going to be his ride along for the night. But unfortunately, we didn't have much time to formally introduce ourselves. We needed to go to our unit, or also known as a patrol car, as quickly as possible, because the saying "crime never sleeps" is a harsh reality for the greater area of Houston. So, you know, most of the night consisted of traffic stops involving narcotics, DUIs, or even speeding. But at around 1:30, I remember hearing dispatch saying that they called out an armed robbery off of Harrisburg and Lockwood. Now, the suspect was last reported fleeing the crime in a blue Mustang. So, all officers who have ride-alongs are told to not engage into any life-threatening calls unless it is absolutely necessary. So once a first responder got to the scene, he first told everyone that he had gotten there, that he told everyone where he was. And from there was nonstop radio communication coming in for about a solid 10 minutes. Now, unfortunately, despite all efforts, all patrol units that had responded to the call seemed useless, and Officer Ramirez and I were basically the Houston Police Department's last hope to catching this guy. So dispatch had told us that all of the units had lost sight of the suspect, or all of the units had crashed during the chase. Seconds later, we both hear the suspect's engine roaring throughout the streets as he was trying his hardest to get away from all other officers. During this time, we both looked at each other with a seemingly confident look, kind of look that says, let's do this thing. So at this point, the suspect was headed our way, going about 130 miles per hour. And so it was almost second nature for both of us to get out of the unit as fast as we could and set down the road spikes. Now, once the car hit the road spikes, it flipped and rolled a couple of times. And, you know, luckily nobody was hurt, and we apprehended the suspect safely. But throughout this, none of this would have been possible without any means of communication and teamwork to achieve this same goal. Now, with saying this, organizations have increasingly adopted team-based work structures to better utilize expertise and minimize the impact of increasing workload on one individual. Without communication, it would have been very likely that this suspect could have gotten away. So, and another key component of football would be the bonding of teammates. In the real world, bonding is essential, and it creates trust through workplaces and the community. During times of war, there are many times where people felt as if there was no hope left. Throughout many years, places go through drastic community changes for a better economic status, and often this ruins traditional customs that have stood for years, and everything about these people's lives have changed substantially. The one thing that kept much of society together throughout this were the passion through sports and how everybody in the community could relate. Now you may ask, why? Why sports? Well, because bonding creates that familiar sense of belonging that everybody loves, because nobody likes that feeling that they don't belong, as if they were a stranger. The thing that makes football so great is the fact that you and your teammates put in so much work and so much effort to achieve one common goal. It had little to do with any immediate or natural attraction to athletics. It was really based upon connecting to other boys. And the most important thing was just being out there with the rest of the guys, being friends. And it was something fun to do. So when life hits hard, you will always fall back to your level of training. And this will always be related to the core values that you've chosen to follow throughout your life. The traits of football have helped me tremendously with dealing with non-athletic situations, such as doing an English assignment that has kept me up all night to the point to where I will only be getting 30 minutes of sleep because I have to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning to run 6 miles. But guess what? Complaining does absolutely nothing. Instead, I embrace the fact that it sucks, because in the end, you will always fall back to your level of training.